JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Hanbury Children's Home wins Child Development Agency Safe Homes Competition. That and more as we take you Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
On March 4, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, in collaboration with the Child Development Agency, CDA, and UNICEF, hosted an award ceremony for the 2015 Safe Homes Disaster Readiness Competition. The contest, held under the theme, Emergency Preparedness or Priority, challenged residential child care facilities to establish their own readiness plans aimed at engaging participation from wards of the state and their caregivers. Approximately 16 facilities submitted plans for the competition, but it was Hanbury Children's Home in Manchester that came out on top. Chief Executive Officer at the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, commended the wards, caregivers, and community members who participated in the development of the plans, pointing out that child involvement was key to the process.
Emergency preparedness is everybody's business, and as the agents responsible for the care and protection of our children, we take a proactive approach in their well-being. One of the key areas of the agency is child participation. We involve our children in decision-making as it teaches them to be active and responsible citizens.
Second place went to Strathmore Gardens Children's Home in St. Catherine, while Granville Child Care Facility in Trelawney placed third. The top institutions were presented with attractive prizes, including desktop computers, DVD players, and gift vouchers. Goal 4, Outcome 14 of Jamaica's National Development Plan, is geared towards hazard risk reduction and adaptation to climate change. This means better preparedness and knowing what to do before, during, and after potential disasters. So increase your knowledge. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who have helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer and cultural ambassador at large for Jamaica died in Toronto, Canada in July 2006 at age 87. But throughout her life, she was a poet, folklorist, and global ambassador for the Jamaican language. Find out the name of today's trailblazer when we return.
We help you get there.
If you are a small business owner and you need a loan to build your business, but you just don't have enough collateral to borrow all you need, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you by guaranteeing part of the loan for you. Ask your financial institution about the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Facility.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Strength of a woman. Today's female trailblazer is Louise Bennett Coverley, or Miss Lou. If you or someone you know will be sitting GSET exams next week, here's a helpful tip. Students should gather materials needed for the exam from the previous night to avoid searching for things on the morning of the exam. Searching can cause you to become flustered. That tip was brought to you by the Ministry of Education in association with the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, True United Sisters will be staging a health and information fair in celebration of International Women's Day on Tuesday, March 8 at the Power of Faith Ministries Church Road in Bogwalk, St. Catherine, starting at 9 a.m. Call 421-0404 for details. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.